Okay, so we're in Siman Resh Nun Gimel. We now have done Sif Aleph, although not the whole Sif Aleph, right? So various numbers. Oh, we think we did the whole Sif Aleph, right?
No, we went up to the first Ramah.
To the first Ramah, that's all?
Yep.
Yes, all right, so let's... I know we haven't done any Mishnah Berurah. That's when we have to start the Mishnah Berurah. Here we go. Okay. Again, we're talking about a kira, a stove, and you put on top of it a pot. On top of the hole, says the Mishnah Berurah, "Shov sin alpia, v'gam besocha yesh mokum." And even inside this stove, there's a place lahamidek there to put the pot. Umuter lahashos b'mitstamik v'ralo, and you're allowed to let it stay there before Shabbos and to stay on for Shabbos if it further cooking makes it worse. Elam yishum dorotz lishmenu. So why is Shulchan Aruch saying on top and not inside? Because the chiddush iser that is prohibited even the mitstamik v'yavlo. If it gets better, even though it's fully cooked, even on top, you could not put it on top if it's better. So even on top, which is not inside the stove, if it's fully cooked, but if further shrinkage is good for it, then you still cannot leave it there from before Shabbos. Sif cotton bays. If you have cleared out all the, if it's cooked with this olive refuse, okay, or with wood, where it can make coals, right? You can't leave it on from before Shabbos. Beis im huska mishum de kol hani, because all these things, the olive refuse and the trees of the gecholim, they make coals. They don't get totally destroyed. And since they make coals, v'chayshina, we're concerned, shema yichatabe. Maybe you will stoke the coals, and it will make the heat larger. Gimel, what is this item it is? Shehi psola shel zeisim. It's the refuse of olives. V'yesh romrim, and some say, duhuadin, that's the same law, psola shel shumshamim, refuse of sesame seeds. Degam heim bichlal gefes. It's also included in the category of gefes, which is mentioned in the Mishnah. As we'll see later on in Siman Reish Nun Zayin. Sifkat and Dalet, or you burn it with wood, v'adin pechamim, and similarly, if you have coals that you're using, u'biglole behem agasa, and from the excrements of big animals, you can also create these types of coals. Okay, sifkat and hay. You may not put a food on it from before Shabbos. Hey, liteno leho. V'hu adin, and that's the law. Im hoya nosun. Even if it was already there. It was there the whole time. Then, not we were saying you can't put it on before Shabbos. Well, if it's been there since Thursday. I don't know. So, whatever. It's been there a long time. Then still, tzarach l'salcha, you'd have to remove it. Kishigesman chashecha, if it's getting dark. Im lo nishpash kosher, if it still has not been fully cooked. Or mean stomach v'yafalo, if it further shrinks, it enhances it. So the point he's making is, it's not just a question of, you can't put it before Shabbos, you can't even leave it before Shabbos. That's the point he's saying. Sifkat n'vav miba od yom, while it's still day. Hainu lit no kodem shkiyas l'chama, to put it before the sun sets. Let's also have it remain for the entire night. He can't do that unless Zion Elim Keni special enough. It's fully cooked. All right, the cave Hainu the cave in Shikvarni special garmi. Since it's totally cooked, Atshim Ti special Yoser. That if it gets cooked anymore, mit stomach leraw, it will shrink for bad. Lo chayshinan. We're not concerned lechitu that a person will stoke the coals, and therefore. Vumutor litna azachachila, then initially you may put it on. Ches mitstamek, it shrinks for ralo and it's bad for it. Perish. Kol davar she'odam atzev kishiyovesh. If a normal person would be sad if it dries out, v'niskavitz, and it shrinks, machmas rov abishul, by cooking it more, that's what that's included. V'chein b'yofalo ha'inish yisumechza. And certainly, if it means it's good, it means it's happy. You know, if for whatever reason, this particular dish is better when it's shrunk, better when it's dry, whatever. As long as it means, basically, can it be improved or not? So if it's fully cooked and it will not be improved and it will even make it worse, then you may put it in because we're not concerned that a person is going to stoke the coals. Tess. All right. Or what's the other option? If so it's got to be either fully cooked or it's raw. That's Tess. Oshiachai. The davka basar chai. We're talking about meat that's raw. She actually special it. It's impossible that it'll be ready in time for the Friday night dinner. That's what we're saying. But what about other? It's not all raw foods. The Shulchan just says raw foods. It doesn't mean raw foods. It only means raw meat, because avol yerek, but vegetables. Vishari dvarim shem kale bishul, and other things that are very readily cooked. Lo mahani mashu, that doesn't help you that it's raw, because it'll be ready for the Friday night meal. Vechein masher kosov b'shulchan aruch l'kamei, that what Shulchan aruch writes later on. Chaticha chayev, put in a raw piece. What does it mean, a raw piece? Hainu gam kein basor, it means a piece of meat. Sifkot yud, shaloni special, raw, that has not been cooked klal at all, pirish, therefore meaning, oz shorei litnei somel chashkia, mamish. Then you could put it mamish right before the sun sets, in a way that it hasn't even begun to cook. Aval, but what if you put it a few hours before? It's not ready. Then also, that's not allowed. Dekvar nisbashel ksas kodem Shabbos, already cooked a little bit before Shabbos, and therefore it could be ready for the Friday night meal. And therefore, it's tzarich l'salek yishkiyas man Shabbos. When the Shabbos coming, got to remove it from the stove. Elam gen nisbashel kol tzarich kodem, unless it's been fully cooked up to that point. Yud Aleph, shlo nisbashel klal, it's raw, it hasn't been cooked at all. Hainu dafilu hucham atavshil, even if the dish has been warmed up before Shabbos, nami mortal lashos, you can leave it, but if it's not cooked. Velo gazir, don't make a decree, shema yechati, maybe you're going to stoke it, came into etzav abishol and spashol klal, because no cooking actually happened at all. Okay, so now, and therefore, since it's raw, he's not going to be involved in it at all. Now, Shulchan Aruch then said, if it got cooked a little bit and not fully, or if it's cooked fully, but still further cooking will enhance it, then we're afraid maybe you'll stoke the coals. Yud Beis, Shem Yechata, why would you stoke the coals? Shem Mishabur says, Lamaher Bishulo, to hasten its cooking, Kedei Lechabal, to eat it at night. Oh, or Yesh Shigia Mistamik Yafa, or maybe some things just get better if it gets shrunk more. Okay, so that's what our concern is. Unless what? You have cleaned out the coals, or you're covering them up with ashes. Yud Gimel, Shotzi Mimenu, the sand. Shotzi Mimenu, he took it out. Chutz Lakiri, take the coals out of the stove. Umutabrez, that's allowed. Vechei Beketem, similarly when you put the dirt on top, I feel like this process, even it's only cooked a little bit, but there ain't no coals, nothing you could do, so what are you worried about? Okay, you dalit, shikisa gachom, you covered up the coals, kol gachom, each and every one of the coals, vein tzarech liktom, so now when they're covered up with sand, you don't have to remove the coals, ad she'en nikar sham, you don't have to remove it, ad she'en nikar sham eish klal, you don't have to get to the point. Once you cover with sand, you don't have to make sure that it isn't any kind of sparks of fire. No. Rak bekisui efer kolshu will mount with any amount of sand on top of it. On top of him, sagi, that's enough. V'afilu havara acharkach. Even if it's going to cook by itself after, sure it's allowed because you're not doing anything. The main thing we're saying is, because once you're covering it with sand, you're diminishing the strength of the heat, and you're showing that you're not wanting to stoke the coals. That makes it clear for you. Od Amar Sham, the Gemara also says, Da'afilu ha'yikacholim shel rosam. Even if the coals were made out of rosam wood, it's a special wood, they don't go out so fast. Gam cane short. It's still a lot if you put some sand on top. Vatam, because of the reason for this, Kivan de Gilo Daito, he revealed his intention. So, that he doesn't need the coal, saying it's enough. He certainly will not come to stoking them. Because if you wanted to use to stoke them, you wouldn't cover them. Od Isa, we also find in the Gemara, Dikacholim Sha'amamu. What about coals that have, what do you call it, died down? They become weakened. Like they, yeah. What's the English word for
Sha'amamu? But dulled.
Who?
Dulled.
Dulled, okay. In other words, it's you don't see the red fire coming out of that, right? The way they look is darker. Harehen kikatuma. It's already considered like it is cleaned out, covered up. Whereas the coals are cold. Okay, they're not doing anything. Vatam, the reason is the kemishlo chashas lilabosan, since we're not concerned you're going to whiten them up by blowing them, shlo yumamu, so they don't go out. Because they already went out. Muchamil says, clear to us, she'ain makbut b'chitus, so you're not going to be particular to stoke it. All right. Tes Vav. What's the next thing over here? Oh, yeah. If you had one piece of raw meat, then it helps the whole thing, even if it's not grufa ketuma.
No, that's...
Yeah. No, that's not what Tes Vav is going on. Mutar lishmuch la. No, that's right. I made that same mistake last time. Okay, then the next halacha in the Shulchan was you may place a pot next to the stove. Right? In other words, not in the stove, but next to the stove. Tesvav, mutar li smoch, you can lean it up next to the stove. Yesh orim, some say, delo shirinach, they didn't allow it here. Ki'im hasmicha b'erev Shabbos, l'ashosu mishadichshach. Only putting it on Erev Shabbos, before dark, next to the stove. That's when we allow it. And we're not worried about you stoking the coals because it's outside the stove. How about to put it back next to the stove? It was not next to the stove, but appeared near the stove. Okay. Still, Aser Afil B'smicha. You can't put it next to it. Because Chazar returning is much worse because it looks like you're cooking it. Verak l'sfarah shnia hamuskar b'sof asif. Only according to the second opinion that will be mentioned later on in the sif, that leaving it on the stove, even if it's not cleared off, is allowed. Only according to that opinion would it be okay. Mutar, is it allowed? Afil b'chazor, even to return it next to the stove. I'll be finding for sif base in ways that are mentioned already in sif base. Aval kamach varnim cholkans, but many rabbis argue on this. But their opinion is the chazora b'smicha. Many arguments say no. If you're putting it back next to the stove, it's always okay. According to everybody, that's what the other opinions hold. Even to put it initially on Shabbos like that, you could do it. Yesh makom that those are lenient. Heicha shekedera adayin cham. If the pot is still warm, umuvushu kosher and fully cooked. And look what the Rama writes at the end of the Siman in the Ber Halacha Oberdei. Okay, Kedera, we're going to have to stop in Tezayin.